Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your guest host, Missionary Terry Rogers, which I'm filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is President and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, as well as the host of this blog. Announcements. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry. Classes have started, but there's still time for you to enroll. Please email Dr. Maria Carey at AmazingGraceMinistry@yahoo.com for details. Dr. Maria Carey will be performing the Seven Last Word of Christ with Greater Victory Christian Fellowship Church with her dad on this Saturday, April 13, 2019, at 6:30 p.m. That's tonight at the West Point Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3556 South Cottage Grove. The event is free. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584 on any of the announcements that you have heard on today. The topic for this exciting lesson is being buried alive to reign with Christ, the blood. Let's read the topic of scriptures. Matthew 26:27-29. And this is the King James Version. And he took the cup and gave thanks, gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Matthew 27:24-26, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then release the Barabbas unto us. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Mark 14:23-25. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. And they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Luke 22:19-21. And he took bread and gave thanks, and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. John 6:52-54. The Jews therefore strove amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Tomorrow we will celebrate Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus rode in on a donkey with the crowd shouting, Hosanna in the highest, only to have that same crowd on the next week to shout, crucify him. As we go into Passion Week, we want to discuss the price that was paid for our sins. So we will be talking about the blood of Jesus on today. We often hear the saints cry out, the blood of Jesus. However, what is the blood? We sing songs about the blood. I know it was the blood for me that day on Calvary. I know it was the blood for me. We all know that song. The Bible in Leviticus 17:14 states that the blood is the symbol of life. And I'm reading the English Standard Version. For the life of every creature is its blood. Its blood is its life. Therefore, I have said to the people of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any creature, for the life of every creature is its blood. Whosoever eat it shall be cut off. We also find that in the Old Testament, the blood played a major role. We talked on last week about the Passover in Exodus 12:1-13, in which the blood of the lamb was posted on the top and the sides of each doorpost, the frame of the doors, as a sign of God's covenant, so that the death angels would pass over. There was a blood sacrifice every year on the Day of Atonement. The high priest would enter the Holy of Holiness to offer a blood sacrifice to atone for the sin of the people. Now, the Holy of Holies was the innermost chamber in the wilderness tabernacle, a room so sacred only one person could enter, and did only one day out of the entire year. This room was a perfect cubit, 15 feet in each direction. Only one object was housed there, the Ark of the Covenant. There was no light inside the chamber other than the glow from God's glory. An embroidered veil that was so thick it separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies inside the tent of the meetings. Now get this. Only regular priests were allowed in the outer holy place, but the Holy of Holies was only accessed by the high priest on the annual Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur. The high priest on that day would bathe and then put on clean linen garments of the priest. On his robe were hanging solid gold bells around the hem. The noise of the bells told the people that the high priest was making atonement for their sins. The high priest then entered the inner sanctuary with a censer of burning incense that produced thick smoke to hide the mercy seat of the covenant where God was. For to look or see God, the high priest would die instantly. The high priest would sprinkle the blood of a sacrificed bull and a sacrificed goat on the atonement cover of the ark to make atonement make an amendment for the sins of the people. The life of the animal was poured out and given on behalf of the people. At Mount Sinai, God cut a covenant with his people through Moses. Moses took the blood of an ox and sprinkled half of it on the altar and the other half on the people of Israel. You can read that Exodus 24:6-8. The blood signifies the supreme offering to God because of its relationship to life. The holiness of God demands justice for sin with punishment. Therefore, the penalty or payment for sin is eternal death. So offering an animal and even our own death is not a sufficient sacrifice to pay for sin, which means atonement requires a perfect, spotless sacrifice and offered correctly. The only person up for the job was Jesus Christ. The one perfect God-man came to offer the pure, complete, and everlasting sacrifice to make payment for our sins. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 8:10, totally explains how Christ became the eternal high priest, entering the Holy of Holies, heaven, but not with the blood of sacrificial animals, but by his own precious blood on the cross. Christ poured out his life in the ultimate atoning sacrifice for us of the world. Therefore, in the New Testament, the blood of Jesus Christ is the foundation for God's new covenant of grace. So get this picture. At the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciple, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." That's Luke 22:20. We can now approach God confidently, not on our own merit, but through the righteousness credited to us, given by the shed blood of Christ. Jesus atoned once and for all for humanity's sin, and at the same time became our high priest, acting on behalf before his Father. Hebrews 3:1, and this is the New Living Translation. And so, dear brothers and sisters who belong to God and are partners with those called to heaven, think carefully about this Jesus, whom we declare to be God's messenger and high priest. There's a song, "I Know It Was the Blood for Me That Day on Calvary. He died for me. I know it was the blood for me." The blood of Jesus has power. It redeemed me. In him, we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. That's Ephesians 1:7. With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all and secured our redemption forever. Hebrews 9:12. It reconciled us to God. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. Romans 3:25. It has paid a ransom for our sins, mine and yours. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. 1 Peter 1:18-19. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nations." Revelation 5:9. Nothing but the blood can wash away my sins. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. It forgives us. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 9:22. It frees us from death. And from Christ and from Jesus Christ, he is the faithful witness to rise from the dead and the ruler of all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. Revelation 1:5. It justifies us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Romans 5:9. It cleanses us guilty conscience. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a young cow could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our conscience from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Hebrews 9:13-14. It sanctifies us. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Hebrews 13:12. It opens up the way for us to get to the presence of God. But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. It gives us peace. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Colossians 1:19-20. It gives us power to overcome the enemy. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Revelation 12:11. But lastly, by the blood we are healed of all our diseases. Isaiah 53:5, this is the King James Version. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:21-25. For even hereunto we are yet called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye shall follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but as now returned unto the shepherd and bishops of your soul. I know it was the blood. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Sins, Lord God, that we knowingly and unknowingly committed. We thank you for who you are, because you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the Prince of Peace, and you are the everlasting Father. Lord, you are the true and living God, and there is none other like you. Lord God, we honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. You are God. You are sovereign in all your ways. We open our mouths and speak well of you. We say that you are holy. We say that you are majestic. God, you are all right with us. We open our mouths to give you glory. We open our mouths to magnify you. You are the God that heals. You are the God that delivers. You are the God above all other gods. You are the God that provides for your people. We praise you in advance that we are going to be better. We praise you in advance that someone is going to be healed. We praise you in advance that someone is going to be delivered. And we praise you in advance that someone is going to be set free. For your glory, God. Lord, I'm lifting Dr. Carey and the listeners that are on the line up before you on today. Lord, look on our pastors, our families, the bishops, and all the people of God. Lord, we thank you for this series, Being Buried Alive to Reign with Christ. We cannot do it without your help. Keep us in the center of your will. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity that Dr. Carey has allowed to share with me. I thank you for those that were not able to tune in. Let them tune in on next week. Thank you, Lord, for this blog that Dr. Carey has put in place. I thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. Again, Father, look on Dr. Carey and be with her on today. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to Amazing Grace Ministry Radio Blog Talk with Dr. Maria Carey. And standing in for her on today is yours truly, Missionary Carey Rogers. If you have any questions, comments, or remarks, you can call or text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584. Again, 309-750-7584. Tune in on next week, and Dr. Carey will be live at the same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.